Monsoon season is officially here, and while the first storms have yet to roll into Phoenix, other parts of the state have already experienced their first monsoons. So that means it's time to celebrate this uniquely Arizona time of year. This year, for our Monsoon Stories series, we're zeroing in on the ways the monsoon season awakens our senses. First up, smell. And for that, our co-host Lauren Gilger brings out the creosote.
You can feel when a monsoon storm is coming. The air thickens, the cicadas call, the dust gathers on the horizon. And then the storms awaken our senses from how they sound, look, and feel to, yes, even how they taste. But we begin our monsoon series this year with how they smell.
When I smell creosote, I smell a freshness, almost rejuvenation. I guess I'm putting words to the emotional sensation of it, but it's always a welcome aroma.
Becky Garza would know. The former biology teacher runs La Yerbería Botanicals out of Tucson, where she creates salves and lotions from creosote resin.
You know, if you just rub your hands along the leaves, you'll smell that same aroma. And even if they don't know what plant I'm talking about, I'll let them smell it and they're like, oh yeah, this is the rain. This is the rain.
After a monsoon storm, that smell of creosote fills the air. It's my favorite part of the season. When the rains stop, the desert opens up and smells new. But it turns out creosote is about much more than its smell.
Every people that have ever lived by it have used it as medicine.
Garza says it's antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal, and it has qualities that promote tissue healing. And that is because its desert environment has made it incredibly strong.
I think about the creosote. It's sitting out there on these sun-baked playas. There's no water. It's just getting this harsh desert environment. This is a plant under stress. So it develops a lot of mechanisms for protecting itself. This is why it has UV protective molecules. This is why, you know, it can't get up and run, so it has to develop strategies to prevent predation by bacteria, by viruses, by fungus, so animals don't browse it. And all of these things, all of these strategies, they're things we kind of bum them off of the plant.
Creosote has been used for an estimated 5,000 years in this region. It's sacred to the Tohono O'odham people. It was the first plant created in the tribe's creation story. And Garza says it's been used by many tribes in spiritual purifying rituals.
Chagoy is a name given to it by the O'odham people. In Spanish, you know, when the settlers came in, it's La Gobernadora, which means the governess. Cattle ranchers call it greasewood. Botanists came in and called it Laria tridentata. And currently, as a research focus, it's called mazoprocol.
Garza says creosote is the perfect model for the desert we live in. So in some ways, because it's in this kind of very harsh desert climate, it has become one of the strongest plants there is.
There are reports of it, its performance after nuclear testing. It was the first plant to return after nuclear testing took place. So this plant is hardy.
Hardy, just like you have to be to live in this place.
Mark, I can almost smell it in the studio. I guess fresh is a good way to describe the smell of creosote. Anything come to mind for you?
It really is so unique to Arizona, right? I'd never smelled it until I came here. And now anytime it even remotely comes close to raining and you smell it, you know instantaneously where you are and sort of what time of year it is.
Well, now that all of you know what we think, if you have a good way to describe the smell of this mysterious plant or a story about it, don't be shy. Tell us.
Yeah, there are plenty of ways you can take part in the Monsoon series. Just go to monsoon.kjzz.org, find out how to tell us your story, or send us the best monsoon photo you've captured. Your story could end up on the air. Your photo could be featured on our website.